Welcome to Short Take. Maeve Metelka was born in Vienna in 1998. She appeared on stage from an early age in various school productions and as the lead singer of the school band. Since 2019, she has been studying at the Ernst Busch Academy of Dramatic Arts, from which she will graduate in 2024. In addition to the stage, Maeve also works as a film actor and voiceover artist. Most recently, she appeared as one of the leads in the feature film Sachertorte, which premiered on Amazon Prime in December 2022. Upcoming projects include the ZDF series Concordia and the feature film Last Song for Stella. As part of her studies, she can currently be seen in the play Clockwork Orange at the Berliner Ensemble. We talked to her via Zoom for this interview. Hi, Maeve. Thank you for joining us today. Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's just have some fun. If you're ready, let's dive right in. How would you describe your current mood in three words?
I'm quite calm, actually, and a little relieved, and also a little exhausted.
Okay, that's very mixed, but not all bad. What is your favorite way to spend time?
During my free time, I really like to watch movies. So I especially enjoy to go to the cinemas here in Berlin. There's the York Cinema Company, and they always have a huge, huge amount of programs and also the old films. It's very mixed, and I really enjoy that because it's possible every day.
Do you have a guilty pleasure?
I wouldn't say that I really have a guilty pleasure, because I think if you find pleasure in something, you shouldn't feel guilty about it. Mm-hmm. No, maybe it's like M&M's or something. Maybe it's like eating. I really enjoy eating M&M's, and I do know it's not good for me.
Sometimes you have to, you know, just enjoy yourself.
That's what I mean. Sometimes I just have to.
Exactly. What is the favorite job you've done? And not necessarily maybe in acting, but, you know, if you have another job that you've done that you've loved.
I think for me, it is acting. It was the last movie I made, Sachertorte. It was very nice to do that because it was in my hometown in Vienna, and I it was a lot of things that led to it being a very special project for me, as it was my family I could spend time with, and I had great colleagues and a lot of fun, and I could get to know the city in a completely different way. As I was working there, mm-hmm. not going there to school or only seeing my old friends. So that was a very nice time, privately and professionally, for me.
And it's a very, very lovely movie.
Thank you so much.
Definitely recommend.
Thank you.
What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
I had to think about that because I think I really, of course, I like honesty in my friendships. And lately, I really enjoy space, having space in my friendships, because I think that's something that's often quite hard to acknowledge, that somebody needs space and you need space. And this doesn't necessarily mean that you don't like the other person or you don't want to spend time with the other person a lot. But yeah, sometimes you just need it. I think that's very important to give that to the other person.
Absolutely. Now, the next question is, well, it's not tricky per se, but maybe...
It's not for me. Not tricky for me at all.
Okay, good. What is your favorite food? Sometimes I put the sort of addition, like what is, you know, possibly German food, but obviously... I'm not going to ask that. And we've had the answer, schnitzel and, you know, and Kaiserschmarrn actually came up twice already.
Really?
So,
really? Yeah. I also want to give my favorite Austrian food, actually, because I learned when I moved to Berlin that it's not especially something that people know here. It's called Schinkenfleckerl.
And oh God, yes,
it's very good, and it's a kind of a casserole made out of noodles and ham and creme fraiche, and I love it when you put it into the oven, and then it's just it's so creamy and just very good, gooey and good. And you can also eat it with salad, so you don't feel too bad about it, about eating three portions. So I think that's my favorite Austrian food.
Yes, that, oh God, you reminded me of something. Never do these interviews hungry, by the way. If you weren't an actor, what would you be?
Well, I actually never really had a plan B, I think. that was something I had to acknowledge when I was 18, that I thought, okay, I will try that. I will try it this way because I don't know what to do else. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm very interested in also, I mean, it's also part of the acting job to be interested in psychology or in other people. Yeah. So I would probably have tried to become a psychologist with the aim to be a psychotherapist someday and to help people, even if I think it's quite hard to keep your distance. Yeah. But that's something I really admire when people are psychotherapists and they're just managing to keep up with their life. But yeah, I think that would be a way.
Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
I think when I was little, I always had these dreams about being able to fly. When I was in the water and I was just practicing enough, and then I could fly. And I think that was an amazing feeling. And every time I woke up, I was very sad because I thought even if I practice a lot, I wouldn't be able to do it again. So I think flying or being able to get things to fly, or other people, or like my bed or something, and then you could get, just do a little Spritz tour.
Yeah, it's such a intense primal want. Yeah. I think a lot of people say flying, and I mean everybody I think has had that dream. It's so
interesting. It's very interesting, and I think the dream is also that you're not, because I know people who enjoy flying with airplanes or something, mm-hmm. or helicopters or so, but for me it's not really to be dependent on a technical thing, more so to be just able to do it by yourself whenever you want to, and you just can fly away whenever you want to, and I think that's just a nice
freedom.
It's freedom. Yeah, true.
What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory, and maybe also as an audience member, not necessarily as a working actor?
For me, it was watching Fleabag for the first time, the series were made by Phoebe Waller-Bridge, and I really liked the first season because I think it was very brave and just very funny, and I liked the dry humor. But when I watched the second season, there was this one scene when she makes a confession to the priest in the in church, and the hot priest, the hot priest, and was also a grand actor, I think. I remember that I was so touched by the brilliance of the scene and how they played it, and it was so exciting. I knew what was going to come, but I thought it was impossible, and that for me that was great. And I remember that I was being alone at home, and I was like screaming because I couldn't, and I had to stop for a second. I had to stop because I just wanted to have this moment, to see what's possible. I mean, everything is possible, and it touches the people when it's brave and when you make the impossible possible. I think.
What is the last book you read, or maybe are still reading?
I was reading a book for a very long time. It's called Les Mandarines. Okay. I think that's how you pronounce it. It's by Simone de Beauvoir. And I was always interested in reading one of her books because I've never had, and I think she's a very interesting personality. Yeah. And it was such a thick book. And I started in summer on my Interrail, and I took this thick book with me through 5 countries, and I always thought, what am I doing? Even if it was a really interesting book, and I managed to read it until the first Christmas day. So I'm not very proud of that, but I'm proud that I finished. I'm proud that I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it because there was a lot of several perspectives, and then in the end I read a Wikipedia article about her, and I always thought, where does she get all the, that it has to do something with Sartre and her lover in real life, and then I read it, and it's exactly that. It's about her life, and I mean, that's really something to write something so outputting about your life.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
I think for me it's Pippi Longstocking, partly because she's also red hair, and I always wanted to go as her when on Fasching or something. But I also like the author, Astrid Lindgren, of course. I really liked Astrid Lindgren, and I wrote my finishing work in school about her and about Christine Nöstlinger and the Paradigm. She's my favorite author, actually. And
Gretchen Sackmeier.
Yeah, best one. That's also a heroine, actually, Gretchen Sackmeier, mine. Yeah. And I love the books. I think I read almost every youth book of her. And
yeah, I did too.
Did you read Pfui Spinne?
I did read that, but that was a long time ago. Also, what was the one, Odo Helle, which is like a diary of a 14-year-old girl who goes on vacation with her dad, I think. And
really?
First
I don't know that. Yeah. I will write that down now.
I really Odo like that.
Helle. Okay.
God, I can't remember. But yeah, there's so
there's
many.
There's a lot of books. They're just very good, and she often puts a young woman or a girl in the middle of the book, and it's always told out of her perspective. And they're all so cool, and they say what they want. They stand up for themselves. And I mean, with Pippi Longstocking, that was one of the first female roles for young girls, female leading roles. So that's someone I really admired, and I like that she was so strong, and she was also in a way a bit naive, but because she had her own principles, and she thought, you can have yours, and I am interested in yours, and I want to go to school and try it out, but if I don't like it, I'm always free to go. So she understood things that all the older people didn't get in the first place.
Yeah. That's very true. By the way, apropos Astrid Lindgren, I just heard that they're doing a new, I think they're done. It's coming out, I think, this year, a new series of Ronja Räubert.
Really?
Yeah, Viaplay has done a series. I think it's coming out this fall. I'm not 100% sure.
Well, I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to that.
I love the old movie.
Yeah.
I really liked it. And I think Ronja, it's also the name Ronja. Whenever I met Ronja in my life, I always had to think about Ronja, the Räubertochter first.
Yeah. What is the next, possibly German, but not necessarily, TV series or film that you can't wait to watch?
I had, for a long time, I was waiting urging for it to come out, Was man von hier aus sehen kann, based on the book from Mariana Leki. I really liked the way they found an access to it, and I liked that. And I think the movie Aus meiner Haut is coming out soon. Also, it's a German movie. I'm interested in that because I think it's an interesting question. They ask in the movie, what's the inside, what's the outside? Exchanging roles and something that that's just an important topic at the moment. And I also, it's not a German movie, but I am very happy to see Tar soon with Kate Blanchett. I think I watched the trailer and it went under my skin. I was like, okay, that's gonna be something. That's gonna be a lot.
So now we're going a little bit personal. What do you like most about yourself?
I think I like most about myself that I'm a humorous person. I like to laugh a lot, and that's always what I do with my friends. I think we're just having a good time. We're trying to have a very good time. And when we can cry with each other, but we can also laugh in the next moment, and that's something very important. And also to not lose the humor about yourself, I think, or about situations that are also not that nice or positive in the first place. And I am quite polite. I think that's also something I like, and I also like people to be polite back to me. And I think I learned that from my parents when I was very young, and I always was greeting people on streets in Vienna, thinking that everybody knew me and I knew everybody, and I want to.
So you were that child.
Yes, I was that child. I was this child in the child wagon, and I was like, hello, hello. Everybody was like, hello. I thought, no, they know me, of course, because they say hello back.
Yeah. What do you dislike about yourself?
I think I not especially like about myself that I sometimes make it hard for myself. I overthink a lot. I overthink situations a lot, and I can't really change them anymore.
Yeah.
I can just change my way to react to things that will happen to me in the future, but I can't change the past. And I'm working on that. But then, you know, it's everybody has something that they don't like about themselves.
Exactly.
And it's also important. I think it's strange when you ask, everybody knows something they don't like about themselves, and that's okay. You're a
exactly.
human being. So,
yeah. And I think it makes us more interesting.
Yeah,
as well.
True.
What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing.
For me, I think it's that I always tell myself to do yoga in the morning, and I never do it. And it's, but I know that I really, it's something, I feel so good afterwards. Every time I feel good, and I tend to forget it because I'm just very lazy in the mornings. I'm a real Morgenmuffel.
Okay.
And so that's something I regret, that I tried to do it this morning and I didn't do it.
Which random thing makes you happy?
I don't know if it's random things that make me happy, because it's mostly, I think it's what most people what makes most people happy. It's laughter, it's old people having a laugh, having a good time when I see them on the streets, or children who are playing and who are learning things, and you can see how they evolve, you know? And I really like to see that. And I think also animals on the streets, when I see like a little dog or something, I'm always saying, hello, you. And I always want to, you know, pet them.
Yeah.
And that makes me smile.
Dogs are perfect.
Dogs are perfect.
Do you have a life motto, or maybe a motto in general?
The learning never stops.
And we're already at the last question, which, of course, for you is, well, not necessarily complicated, but it'll be interesting to hear your answer. Who would play you in a film or series about your life?
That's not complicated at all, yes. I don't know who, nobody pops out in my mind that is easy to get, I think, because I don't know anybody who is from Austria who is able to do the accent, you know, things like this in that way. And then, but people always told me when I was a bit younger that I looked a little like Emma Stone, and I really admire her. So we could ask her if she wants to do it.
Yeah. And that was it. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
It was a pleasure for us as well.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.